that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Wednesday, August the 13th broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at republicbroadcasting.org, and my name is William Roberts. Today, we hope to be joined quickly or soon by a very special guest, Amanda Teagarden, who's going to return to share with us her presentation on global tracking, which was included in the many presentations made to the attendees of the recent Freedom 21 National Conference held in Dallas, Texas during July. Now, I really, really enjoyed Amanda's presentation connecting the dots to NASCO and global surveillance. Of all of the presentations that I've seen in a long time, this is one of the most beautiful and well-done presentations visually, graphically, as a PowerPoint presentation I believe I've ever seen. So I invited Amanda to come and share it with us today on Become Vocal Local. Amanda Teagarden is known for her work as the co-founder and board member and research chair with Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, or simply OK Safe, Inc. Amanda Teagarden is dedicated to the principles of American free enterprise and the constitutional sovereignty of Oklahoma and the United States of America. And I'm very pleased to welcome back to Become Vocal Local a lady who truly understands the value of becoming vocal local. And joining us on air, Amanda, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Well, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, and I thank you so very much for coming. Now, yesterday, at the close of the broadcast, I tried to get out the link and got cut off by the music to this presentation on OK Safe. And before we go any further, so that folks have an opportunity to download this 3.03 megabyte file, why don't you tell us and our listeners how we can get that and look on. Is that up on the web for today, too?
Yes, it is. And if your listeners will go to the OK Safe website, it's www.ok-safe.com. That's OK-safe, which is SAFE.com. And if you click on the link that says Real ID Showdown, it will take you to all the articles we have on the Real ID and global tracking. And the PowerPoint is there in a PDF format so folks can follow along or print it out if they need to.
And certainly go back later after the broadcast if you miss it, folks, and look at this PowerPoint. This is a beautiful presentation. You've spent a considerable amount of time on that. I congratulate you. What a wonderful work it is.
Well, thank you very much. I did have plenty of editors, believe me, my family and friends, and some other researchers. Thank you.
Well, certainly take a credit where credit is due. This is the kind of information that is so valuable. I think that it would be excellent to be shown in public schools and in group settings. We're going to have, are we not, from the conference, a DVD of the presentation as well?
Yes, and I understood from the organizers of the Freedom 21 conference that there were quite a few speakers, and it'll take about 30 days to produce the video, the DVDs, and then they'll be available for sale, and folks can go to the freedom21.org website, or Freedom Advocates, either one, to find out ordering information. It took place the third week of July, so maybe the third week of August might be available.
Great. Well, we'll come back right after this break, folks, and begin the presentation today on global tracking, connecting the dots to NASCO and global surveillance. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Turn. Now, Amanda, this is a very, very big topic, and I'm going to just turn it over to you. I know we're going to be limited in time because of the commercial breaks, but I don't want to take up any time with my commenter. I'll just turn it over to you, and then it'll bring us in and out of the breaks conveniently. So please go into the presentation and begin at any point that you like, and let us know what it is that you've discovered and what your research has led you to understand.
All right. I'll do that, and I'm going to just act as though we're talking at a group meeting here, and again, everybody can go to the OK Safe website and look at this PowerPoint in PDF format, because it is, as you mentioned, a big topic. This was presented at the Freedom 21 conference, and the subject was connecting the dots to sustainable development. Now, your listeners may know what that is, but just in case they don't, sustainable development is defined as development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. It came out of a UN meeting, the Brundtland Report, in 1987. And in 1992, there was an Earth Summit, as it's referred to, in Rio de Janeiro, where all the participants agreed to support the principles of sustainable development. It was a global decision. In 1993, the United States was included, and in 1993, President Clinton said, yes, the United States will follow along with this UN mandate for sustainable development. All right, so that's what we start with. Now, I'm going back. The first slide, I think it's always important to start with the foundation. Where are we? Well, we're on the planet Earth, which is God's creation, and God gave man dominion over all the resources that are on that planet, on our Earth. And there are those who wish to control all use and benefit by all efforts of using those resources, and that's what sustainable development is. And this presentation is just only on one component of that, which is the global transportation system connecting those resources, and we'll get into that later on what a resource is. This is called global tracking systems. They're referred to as super corridors, and your listeners may have heard that term before in reference to an organization called North America's Super Corridor Coalition. And in our mind, super always means big, but I'm here to clarify that super means technology, and there is a global information infrastructure to control the global supply chain. And this will be several parts. The first part is background, and we'll go into a little bit of background, how we got where we're going. And in order to have a global tracking system and a global transportation system, you must create international order and bypass sovereign countries. In the United States in 1962, we saw the creation of metropolitan planning organizations. And this came out of a Federal Aid Highway Act of 1962, which said that urban areas that had more than 50,000 people living in it would now have regional or metropolitan planning organizations. This is different than what was before. Your city would normally plan its transportation needs, followed by the state, but all within the state's boundaries or the city's boundaries. Regional planning said the region is cross-jurisdictional and involved all feeder systems and roads that led to the highway system, which in essence federalized all transportation systems in the United States. All right, now remember, region is different than a state because it crosses jurisdictions. And we go move into the 70s. We saw in 1977 there was an independent commission on international development issues, and it was chaired by a man named Willy Brandt. Willy Brandt is a socialist. He was a socialist. He's a former German chancellor, and your audience who are historians are very familiar with this gentleman. He was in 1971. He was Time's Man of the Year, and he was appointed to chair an independent commission on the international development issues, and he produced a report, which was called the Brandt Report, a very famous report that was an assessment of the global needs. And this now is called, it's still around, the Brandt Report is now called Share the World's Resources, and you can go to, just do a Google search on Share the World's Resources, and that movement is still alive in 2008. Well, out of that report, he discovered, or the commission discovered, that there was a line of demarcation as far as development between Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere. So, of course, the internationalists have to come up with a plan for the rest of us to live by, which was called North-South, and it was called a program for survival. Now, those are pretty dramatic terms, pretty dramatic name, implying that someone's not going to survive, but that the Northern Hemisphere needs to help the Southern Hemisphere develop because they were more developed in most aspects, all right? International order continues. When you have international order, you need an international transportation system. You see this progressive step from the state to the regional to international. In 1976, Jimmy Carter was promoting a United States-Mexico binational commission, and it was formalized in 1981 under President Reagan. In fact, he campaigned on the creation of a free trade area between the U.S. and Mexico in his 1980 presidential campaign. And it was promoted, and in 1981, they established the U.S.-Mexico Binational Commission. Well, this commission has to have a chair, a board to control it, which would include members from Mexico, the government of Mexico, and a representative of the United States, and they created their own region. And it's called Border 21 Region, Border 21 in Spanish, and it's along the southern border of the United States, and Mexico, from California all the way east to Texas, and it created what's called the La Paz Agreement, came out of that in 1983, and it created an international zone that is included, what's covered is 100 meters on either side of the border, which is actually 62 and a half miles on each side of the border, and it is governed or led by the Environmental Protection Agency. Remember, sustainable development is an environmental plan for the world. So here you would have the EPA involved as a predecessor. This makes logical sense if you have an ulterior plan. Then, of course, in 1986, saw the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. So we've got the southern border being taken care of. We go to the northern border of the United States and create the Free Trade Agreement for Canada. And that, again, involved a transportation agreement between those countries in order to make these agreements work. 1988, again, we're progressing in history, saw the creation of what was called Intelligent Vehicle Highway Systems. Intelligent is referring to computer technology. It is nicknamed IVHS, and Intelligent Transportation, because now you have cross-jurisdictional, regional transportation needs. You have to have some sort of transportation system that can accommodate it. In 1988, in Texas, saw the creation of a group. If you're noticing the trend, these are all unelected officials in these commissions, in these organizations. You and I did not elect them, but they are making changes that we have to live by. 1988 saw the creation of something called Mobility 2000, and they formed to develop a national program of automated highway technology, incomes technology. Now, this was considered a paradigm shift, and they actually call it that in their paperwork, saying it was now the first time it's the development of infrastructure plus the component of information technology. They also say that it was a sociological as well as a technological revolution. So no longer is transportation just concrete on the ground. It has to involve technology, and that was a revolutionary thought. This IVHSH group, Intelligent Vehicle Highway System, had task force, an intelligent consensus task force, had a series of government and non-government agencies involved in it, about 36 different agencies from all over, including AMVA, which is the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, a highway official organization called ASHTO, the American Automobile Manufacturers Association, and, of course, the National Governors Association and the U.S. Chambers of Commerce, including other 36, I think there were 36 other special interest groups. But I want your listeners to hold on to the name AMVA, and remember, this is 1988. Before the real ID was thrown onto the American public, AMVA was involved in an intelligent task force saying that we need technology for transportation systems. Progressed further into the early 90s. We saw in 89 the fall of the Berlin Wall, and 1991 saw the end of the Cold War. Now, this was a pivotal year because not only did the Cold War end, but it allowed for the opening up of new markets out of the former USSR and China. Remember, we're talking about sustainable development, and it's global. And by golly, here are more markets opening up for those who can benefit from those new markets. Big, big change. Further changes that took place in 1991. It was a famous senator, Tennessee Senator Al Gore, passed what was called the High Performance Computing and Communications Act. And your listeners and yourself may remember this is where the term information superhighway was being discussed. Information superhighway because the computer technology now was going to be everywhere in the government. High Performance Computing and Communications Act. And it called for a vision for a national information infrastructure, that's what he called the information superhighway. It allowed for funding for the build-out of the communications line, Internet as we know it today. We started to see fiber optic cables everywhere. It allowed for money for research and development, and it allowed for educational, public, and commercial use. Well, if you're going to have this, you need to have the entire world open for the World Wide Web.
And that's exactly where we're heading, folks. A wide open, borderless world. We'll be back with Amanda Teagarden right after this break. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Once again, right here on Become Vocal Local, and Amanda was talking about this interjurisdictional or transnational concept of what we consider to be Soviet councils. They're unelected, unappointed boards, and yet they work extra constitutionally and extra governmentally to shape the world that we live in. And quite frankly, they are lawmaking bodies outside of the traditional realm of law, but. Please, do continue, Amanda. Excellent topic today.
Well, thank you very much. And you're right. They are extra government. And, of course, we do still need the laws to be passed in the traditional manner, but they have access that the general public does not to affect policy. So we were still in 1991 building the case to show that we needed an international transportation systems because there are big changes happening globally. And Senator Al Gore pushed through the High Performance and Computing and Communications Act, creation of the Information Superhighway, as he called it. Well, you needed the World Wide Web, how we got WWW, Internet for All, and the free use of the HTML screen formatting language. You all have probably seen HTML as one of the saving options. Well, that's hypertext, markup language. I always forget this. This is where the insight and help from an excellent researcher who was a former systems analyst helped provide this information. This is what she did for a living, so she was very aware of what was happening. But this language allowed Internet to be used by everyone and for the embedding of hyperlinks in documents. So you could read one document, but it could take you to another one. That was a important thing to be able to do. 1991 also saw the passage of an omnibus transportation bill in the United States called the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act, which is a mouthful, so it's reduced to saying ICE-T. And in that bill, this legislation affected by these other agencies was transportation goes high-tech and international. So now our legislation that our Congress passed now is affecting international and high-tech transportation. This is also the same year that most folks remember President Bush made his famous speech in reference to the New World Order. And he was right because things were changing globally. We just didn't know in what capacity, to what extent. We continue in the 90s, and we saw the passage of 1992 and 93, the workings and the effort to push through NAFTA, which is the North America Free Trade Agreement. You probably have lots of people on your program talking about NAFTA, so we're not going to say too much. Of course, the transportation system would have to be in place to connect Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and that's where we saw the creation of an organization called NASCO. 1992 also saw Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and that was that UN meeting that took place in Rio de Janeiro that says that sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. So all these things are happening in the early 90s. They're pivotal, revolutionary things that are happening. Now, when I hear that definition of sustainable development, I can't help but hear the echo of from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, the old Marxist dictum. So we continue on. And technology systems that were required in that transportation bill are advanced technology systems. And this required that all transportation plans, highway plans, or connectors had to have these components in them, these five components. And it was called Advanced Traffic Management Systems, Advanced Traveler Information Systems, Advanced Vehicle Control Systems, Commercial Vehicle Operations, and Advanced Public Transportation Systems. All of these systems are required, whether it's urban or rural. And when you hear the word advanced, that means give you a little hint, that was from military applications, but they have to have technology. And if people were looking at the PowerPoint right now, they would start to see cameras, photographs of cameras at the intersections, and the scanners, the sensors that are on gantries, these L-shaped poles across the highway that read a sensor, data-producing sensor, RFID, that's in the trucks going underneath them. So you're seeing the technology in your cities now. The current U.S. Department of Transportation has a strategic goal, and that strategic goal is global connectivity. Now, just think of the irony of this, is that the U.S. transportation system has to be globally connected. And their goal says that they are there to facilitate an international transportation system that promotes economic growth and development. All right? That sounds very expensive to me. The next picture you have here is you need the systems to connect all these. So one of the first things that started to go in states, and I'm speaking from Oklahoma, so we had this legislation that allowed and mandated fiber optic cables being embedded and laid throughout the state. Fiber optic cables are the communication system that can carry millions of bits of information in a very small series of cables that are connected together end-to-end and globally. Then you'll need radar systems, satellite dish systems, closed-circuit TV systems, GPS, the global positioning satellites, which are in the 30s or 40s up there now. And of course,
I have to stop you right there, Amanda. We're going into the bottom of the hour break, and folks, if your hair isn't standing straight up right now, you're not listening. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Boy, oh boy, Amanda, this is something else. What a complex little network we're building here. But let's please pick up where you left off and continue. This is fascinating.
Thank you, Will. I think I will proceed a little more quickly so that we get through all of it. And, again, your listeners can go to the OK Safe website, which is www.ok-safe.com, and click on Real ID information, and you'll see the same presentation. So the next part that we're going to discuss is definitions. And I'll be very brief on this, but sometimes the government or agencies use terms that we think we know what the meaning is. If there's a generally acceptable or accepted meaning or definition, we think one thing, but it really means something else. So then next section is just a few words. One is intelligent. Now, we often think, you know, oh, gosh, I have a high IQ. It has nothing to do with your IQ. It has to do with communication-based information and electronics technology. It's all about technology when you hear the word intelligent or smart. Another word, and this one's key because this one shows up in legislation, interoperable or interoperability. And that means the ability of one system to communicate with another one. Communication systems, computer systems, and other kinds of technology systems have to be interoperable, even though they may have been written in one language, computer language. Interoperability means that they can communicate with another one of a different language, computer language. And the next one is a system. A system is a network of related computer software, the hardware, and the data transmission devices. So you have to know what those things mean. What's a corridor? Well, in our mind, we think hallway or highway. It's not a highway. A corridor is bigger than that. It's a transportation corridor, and it includes multiple modes of transportation, but it's what moves people, vehicle, and goods, and includes rail, road, surface transportation, and water. So that makes up a transportation corridor. A super corridor is a corridor that's both international, interoperable, and includes intelligent transportation systems. So it has this technology in it. That's what makes a super corridor, not how big it is, not how large it is, but that it's international, interoperable, and has an intelligent transportation system. It has the technology embedded, not only the sensors in the ground, but the technology, the closed-circuit television systems, the advanced traffic management systems. It has the ability for tracking in it. And infrastructure, of course, is the structures and institutions that support a transportation system. And, of course, infrastructure includes the people. All right? Well, what's a resource? We're talking about sustainable development and resources. We may think one thing in our mind, but what it is raw material, and it's an available supply that can be drawn on. It includes mineral wealth, the labor force, and armaments. And the other word for resource is assets. What's an asset then? An asset is a thing or a person that is useful. And then the final one is supply chain. Supply chain is a logistics network, how you move something from point A to point B. It's a system of organizations and people, the technology linking them, the activities involved, information and resources involved in moving a product or a service from the supplier to the consumer, from raw materials to finished product. So raw materials including extraction from the ground to final product, that's the supply chain. All right, enough with the definitions. We're going to go into what's in section called military style. So how do we get here? Or how does the military fit into what's happening with the transportation system? Well, it's important. In 1978, the Department of Defense developed the Global Positioning Satellite System, the GPS satellite systems, which we're all calling it GPS, very familiar with it, 1978. And it was developed as a strategic system so they could track what was happening at the battleground for tracking armament and goods from the point of distribution to the battlefield. Makes sense. And it says the Global Positioning System was designed as a dual-use system. Always from the beginning, it was intended for two purposes. For the primary purpose of enhancing the effectiveness of the United States and allied military forces. And you know from history, allies change from year to year. GPS, this is a quote, rapidly becoming an integral component of the global information infrastructure. So go back to Al Gore created the national information infrastructure. It wasn't long before it became the global information infrastructure. And a GPS system is described as a constellation of satellites. The navigation payloads, which produce the signals, the ground station, the data links, command and control facilities, which are operated by the Department of Defense. And it links land, sea, and airborne users. It gives you three-dimensional position and time 24 hours a day. And it was determined that this would be free for both the public and the government. The data that's collected and transmitted is free. Because it would also have a commercial, it would be free to commercial use, and that's what we're seeing. Just so you know, Russia's GPS system is called Global National Navigational Satellite System. That's called GLONASS, and the European Union, or the community, is called Galileo, and we have agreements with both of those. In fact, we have a GPS interoperability agreement with with all these countries, European Union, with the Russian Federation, with Australia, Japan, and I believe India. So we have operational agreements, which means that they would be interoperable with all those other GPS systems that are circumnavigating the Earth. All right? Now, remember our timeline. We got through the early 90s. In 1994, the Department of Defense signed what's called an MOU, or a Memorandum of Understanding, which is a contract. for Joint Development of Technology in 1994. And this agreement says that those two agencies would develop technology. It was the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is your local law enforcement, and the Attorney General, Department of Defense, is the military. Well, they signed this Memorandum of Understanding for Joint Development of Technology. So you have a partnership here between the military and your local law enforcement. And this agreement was signed on April 20th, 1994. And for the historians listening, that was 1 year and 1 day after Waco, which was April 19th, 1993, and just 1 day shy of the Alfa Murrah building explosion in Oklahoma City. So if I'm in Oklahoma, so these dates are significant. In 1996, there was what was called a Presidential Decision Directive. It's called a PDD that allowed for GPS is for both civil and commercial use. And it created what was called a permanent interagency to man it. Of course, when you create joint development, you have to have a body of people who are governing it. And again, this is how we grow government when we're being told we're reducing the size of government. No, we're growing government. Because now you have another unelected body who's managing something. So there's an executive committee that's in charge of the GPS system. It's the GPS Executive Board, and it's a permanent board. Now, that board has an agreement with the Department of Transportation. So GPS is now partnered. The GPS policy says they're going to be partnered with the Department of Transportation. So here was just a little bit of government math. We had the Department of Defense partnered with the Department of Justice, and that's both partnered with the Department of Transportation. So you have those three added together, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, and Department of Transportation, and you get a police state. That's government math. And I probably am not being politically correct because this is really called Homeland Security, right?
But you certainly don't need to be politically correct here because I'm not.
Well, that's a frightening scenario when you have the military and the Department of Justice, local law enforcement, and transportation all in a partnership. All right, what was the GPS policy? The government policy in that presidential directive said that the Department of Defense will cooperate with the Director of the Central Intelligence, the CIA. The Department of Defense will cooperate with the Department of State and other departments and agencies. Who will the Department of Transportation cooperate with? They will cooperate with the Departments of Commerce, Defense, and State. Well, who's the Department of State going to cooperate with? They're going to cooperate with foreign governments and other international organizations. So everybody's cooperating with everybody, but it's linked internationally through the Department of State with foreign governments. And again, we didn't decide this as a people. The government decided this. And there was recently in July a communications accord where Robert Gates, who's the current defense secretary, was meeting with the Australian Minister of Defense, and they created an agreement there, again, for communication systems accord between Australia and the United States. So you've got Department of Defense or Department of State and transportation and communication systems linked globally in agreements. All right. The primary GPS system contractors were Lockheed Martin when this was developed, Lockheed Martin, Boeing North America, and Rockwell International. Lockheed Martin is the largest U.S. defense contractor. And if you look at if you go to the Lockheed Martin website and they have a pie chart indicating where their focus is, about 60% of it is on defense, and about 35% is on technology. I hear music.
No, it's not yet.
All right, Lockheed Martin. Now, sustainable development tries to promote itself as being concerned about the environment, protecting the Earth's resources so that there are plenty for the next generation and subsequent generations. Very caring, very touch the heart. We want to watch out for the Earth's resources, right? I contend, and it's my opinion, it's strictly about money. They don't care about the Earth's resources except that they want to prevent you and I from using them because that's potential money or income and control for them. Lockheed Martin, this is an example of money. In February 2008, Lockheed Martin got a $1 billion contract with the FBI for a biometrics database. And the FBI is expanding its biometric identification systems for criminal, civil, and national security reasons. That's $1 billion for the FBI contract. In July of this year, Lockheed Martin got $89 million contract to converge the Department of Defense distribution networks. And they'll combine their distribution systems for Defense Logistics Agency and the U.S. Transportation Command. So no matter where you're going, you're running into Lockheed Martin. I've kidded around with other people saying, you know, Lockheed Martin actually doesn't pay for anything themselves. They just get contracts, and we're paying for everything. So this convergence systems of U.S. Transcom's global transportation network is into one distribution system, convergence, held and managed by Lockheed Martin. All right? It's a non-government agency. I've since modified the PowerPoint since you saw it in July in Dallas, and this will be an ongoing thing, so there will be something here that's not on our website. It will be shortly, and it's called Vision 2015. And this came from the Director of National Intelligence. The second director is named Mike McConnell, and he has a Vision 2015. And if you go to our website, there's a link to this PDF that they produced for the Council on Foreign Relations. And I just want you to, your listeners, to go to the website, look at Vision 2015, and along the side of this front cover, you see, of course, the Earth, which is beautiful, and you see about 13 different divisions, military, defense, Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security, Army, Navy, Marines, and other agencies that I hadn't even heard of before, all partnered together and to create what's called their Vision 2015 for defense. And it's they have a mission, a vision, and a strategy, but it's all for the intelligence community, which includes local law enforcement, military commanders, military police, and Homeland Security officials. Now, you're talking about making a large bureaucratic body that can control and have access to surveillance system globally. It's right there in this Vision 2015, so I just encourage people to go look at that. All right, supply chain management. Supply chain management was developed for the military, as I mentioned earlier, and it has been morphed into a commercial application and is used to control all production and distribution of goods globally. Well, you have to be able to see it and track it. So what is supply chain management? It spans all movement and storage of raw materials, work-in-progress inventory, and the finished goods from point of origin to point of consumption. And you'll see intermodalism, which is the container is stuffed at its point of origin, loaded on a truck, goes to a ship. It never leaves the container. It's secured, quote-unquote secured. Goes on the ship, sails the seas, unloaded onto a rail car or a truck, and delivered inland without ever stopping at borders. That's called intermodal transportation system. The advantage to shipping that way is you don't have to load and unload the container. The disadvantage is the container can contain anything, but it can be tracked, quote-unquote, so they always know it's secure. That's false.
If I could jump in right here, ladies and gentlemen, and let you know that one of the things about those containers is that they are loaded in a foreign area, then they're delivered here on ships, then they're, as Amanda has said, they're set on back of a semi trailer or onto a train. They never touch ground. They're still considered under admiralty law as cargo at sea, and they don't arrive at their destination until they're actually opened and the seals are broken. So there is a lot to that as well. It's called the mini land bridge, but please do continue, Amanda.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's where global supply and this tracking systems and those special interest groups, multinational corporations and the military who have technology for tracking, when I said it's been morphed into commercial application, that's how it's being marketed, is that we're going to have RFID chips on the goods in the container and an ACE manifest on the outside, and we'll be able to, without ever opening that container, track it in real time from point of origin to point of destination. that's being sold is why we don't have to stop and inspect at the borders. Okay? Out of this system, you have data that's created. You have to have an information integration network, which the Department of Defense, the military, created and fine-tuned. And Lockheed Martin has one called Savvy Networks, which requires a command and control center that gives them what they call total domain awareness. So picture a large building that has data coming in from multiple sources, whether it's NOAA, closed-circuit TV, RFID chips on the ships. You have an intelligence picture, data coming in from law enforcement. Now I hear music.
Now you hear music, and it's a real circle, isn't it, folks?
Yes.
We're going to come back right after this break and close out this today's broadcast with Amanda Teagarden. Stay right with us.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
We're back. Amanda, before we run completely out of time, and we only have a few minutes left, I just want to thank you very much for all the hard work that you've put into this research and how succinctly you've delivered it to this message to our audience. And before we do run out of time, please just take a moment and let people know a little bit more about your organization, OK Safe, the way to get to the website, and then we can go into the closing comments and wrap up today's broadcast.
I'll be glad to, Will, and thank you for the opportunity to do that. OK Safe, which is Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, came together as a grassroots coalition, and we're 501c4. A group of us came together specifically a few years ago to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor coming into the state of Oklahoma. And you know from geography, we're north of Texas, and we didn't want that here because we saw the land grab that is, plus the gateway that is for the demise of the United States. That would allow this tsunami of trade to come in from China, and if Texas falls, the rest of the country is in very big trouble. We formed this organization. We're a lobbying and education group. All of us volunteers. Nobody gets paid. And we have developed very good relationships with a lot of very good Oklahoma legislators. And I think we happen to have some heroes here, including Senator Randy Brogdon, Representative Charles Key, Representative Randy Terrell, and others, Sally Kern. Oklahoma is making itself known and hopefully setting an example that other states, it takes regular grassroots efforts, local efforts, and you can make a difference. States have rights, and the states can exercise those rights, but only if the citizens in those states do something. And so OK Safe is this grassroots coalition. That's what our focus is. We've expanded it to include the issue of the danger of public-private partnerships. We've encouraged our state to withdraw its membership from NASCO, which is North America's Super Corridor Coalition, which in my presentation, you heard me say, I believe that they just pimp for Lockheed Martin, which is not a very polite way to put it. They procure clients for Lockheed Martin's global tracking system. That's in a nutshell what NASCO does. And I encourage all states along the I-35 corridor to encourage their legislators to stop funding NASCO by withdrawing your state's membership. That's through the heartland of the United States. And the issue of public-private partnerships, and of course the big one is the Real ID Act, which this global tracking system is linked to because tracking assets includes tracking the people. And you and I are assets, and we're also a resource, and the Real ID Act is strictly about, it's not about security or fighting terrorism, it is about a global tracking system for those assets and human resources, and everyone needs to fight with all their will the collection of biometric data and RFID chips, enhanced driver's licenses, which would fit into this global tracking system designed for military applications. And
so that's this whole system basically, folks, is built upon voluntary consent. And when we do nothing, our silence is consent. And so what Amanda and OK Safe and here on Become Vocal Local, what we're trying to do is to encourage you to cease your inactivity and cease your silent voluntary consent. We can just simply say no to globalism. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have you back on again. And until the next time, folks, my name is William Roberts. I thank you for listening. Thank you, Amanda. And
thank
good
you,
afternoon.
Will.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Tell you why I take